World pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold them to the merchant ships. Minutes of a day to guy from the bottomless pit. But my aim was made strong by the aid of the Almighty. We found.
And we're back this week in Waukesha. Here to help me sing these songs of freedom is Kristen Hansen from Blue Sky
Waukesha. No singing will be done.
A local advocacy group, singing in a different way. But before we have Kristen start, I want to give a couple shout-outs. Brewcade, I was there Thursday night for Mary Jane Sanchez's birthday party. Thanks for the invite and belated happy birthday, Mary Jane. But Brewcade, located on Broadway there in what has been a cursed location, I think they nailed it. They've got a wonderful, it's a bar and arcade that plays 80s music, so anybody of that age remembers. You know, we didn't stay at home and play video games. We went to the arcade, which is always next to the vinyl record store. And it's a really fun place, and I highly recommend you check it out. Also, shout out to Sobelman's. We got our fish fry there for the second time in a couple months to go, and it was fantastic. So big shout out to them, and another great place to go for Friday fish fry. But instead of fish fries, we're talking about the big day on Tuesday, April 5th, and that's why Kristen's here, who's been involved in politics for quite a few years now. And Kristen, what should people be doing to get ready for Election Day? What do they need to know?
I want to kind of give people the instructions, because
please,
a lot of this is just stuff that people don't know about. The rules have changed, you know, over the days, over the months, over the years. So the first thing is, and Andrew touched on this just for a second, people seem to not understand what the word partisan means when it comes to elections like this. It's actually much more specific than folks think it is. It simply means that in nonpartisan elections, there is not going to be any party signifier next to the candidate's name. So folks don't have to run as a candidate under a party label. It doesn't mean that people can't talk about which candidates they like, whether they're liberal, conservative, whatever they are. It doesn't mean that parties can't say, this is our favorite candidate. It just means the candidate themselves is not associated with a party on the ballot. So I've done election observing for, gosh, over 12 years now. Oftentimes you see people come in and they pick up their ballot and they say, well, wait a minute, I don't know who to vote for because there's no R or D behind the name. No, there's not going to be. So you need to look at your ballot and do your research. Which leads me to the greatest website for voting ever, which is myvote.wi.gov. So that is the official Wisconsin voting portal, and it is amazing. Everything that you need to know to vote is going to be on that website. So if you want to look at your ballot ahead of time and see what's on it so you can check out the people, that is on there. You just put in your name and your address, and it'll tell you, you know, or even just your address, I think. It'll tell you what's on your ballot. You can check your voter registration status. Sometimes if you haven't voted in a few few elections, you might have been dropped off the voter rolls. So better safe than sorry. Check and make sure you're registered, and then it'll tell you what you need to bring if you need to register at the polls, which we are so lucky in Wisconsin. We can register day of.
You can register day of.
You can register day of. You can update your address day of. You can update your name day of. All of that can be done on the day of the election at the polling place. Check your polling place, because we have had some municipal lines change. Mm-hmm. So just because you might have heard something in the news about, you know, assembly legislative lines still up in the air at the Supreme Court, the municipal lines changed and are done. So you might have shifted a little bit here or there. You might be at a different polling place. You might be in a different district than you used to be. So check that also on myvote.wi.gov. And you can check and see if you have a mail-in ballot and you mailed it in, it'll tell you that it was received. So if you mailed your ballot in a couple days ago and you're like, ooh, I wonder if it got there, it'll tell you. All these wonderful things. It's super transparent and easy to follow. The other thing I want to remind people is that no drop boxes this time. And I hope that everyone got that message. So if you have a ballot at home, it's too late now to mail it. I wouldn't trust it. So you can either go to the clerk's office on Monday and hand it to her, mm-hmm. or you can bring it to your polling place, which is really great. So if you don't want to stand in line or you're worried about whatever, you can fill out the ballot just as you would if you were going to put it in the mail or a drop box, and you can just drive and drop it at your polling place.
That's true.
But you still need to fill out the back of it as if you are mailing it.
Correct.
So the back of the envelope that has the witness, right. your signature, the witness's
address.
They still
want to see your ID, though, right, when you go to the polling place?
No, you can just drop it off.
Because you've already got it.
Yeah, they've already got it.
Okay.
It's dropped off. So I confirmed that with Gina Kozlik, who, by the way, is the City of Waukesha clerk, and she's fantastic.
They do a great job there, yeah.
Everyone here does a really great job.
Shout out to Rachel there in the clerk's office. I took a neighbor of mine, a senior, that takes voting very seriously, and so he needed a ride, and I drove him there. And Rachel, knock your socks off customer service, and
yeah.
that's what you can expect. Unfortunately, City Hall is now the polling place. It's not the early voting place, and it is for the Aldermanic District, too, in which I now live. But for those, I think really in all the polling places, I went to the Elks Lodge for years when I was part of District 1. Those are people of high integrity and trust, and you can be safe in knowing that your vote will be counted here in the City of Waukesha.
And the other thing I want to say with that is they still need more poll workers. Now, you know, this is obviously cutting it really close, but if you are an experienced poll worker and for whatever reason you haven't worked the last couple of times, do give a call to the clerk's office on Monday and see if they can still use you someplace. Sometimes they want extra people just to make sure the lines are moving smoothly and folks are in the right place and all of that stuff. And of course, in August and November, we're going to need more poll workers too. So please consider doing that. And then finally, election observing. Oftentimes when you go to the polls, you might see some folks sitting or standing behind the poll workers, and those are election observers. Anyone can be an election observer. The kind of tried and true are the League of Women Voters often have observers. I do observing for them. The parties will often have observers. Certainly in the fall, they will. But anyone can be an election observer. So if you have any question about what you think goes on at elections, be an election observer. You just walk in, fill out a form, you do have to show ID, and then they give you a brochure. If you've never done it before, make sure you read that brochure very carefully. Sure. And you can be in your designated place and watch everything that happens. You can only speak to the chief election officer. You can't just walk up and start talking to voters or poll workers, but you can talk to the chief if you have a question.
Yep.
So, you know, all of this kind of stuff going on about, ooh, secret stuff and conspiracy theories with elections, it's actually incredibly transparent. Yeah. So anyone can do it.
Yeah, and it kills me to ask this question, Kristen, but should neighbors be concerned about security when they go to the polling places to vote?
You mean physical security?
There's been, you know, a lot of the talk that we had nationwide anyway.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything too much locally, but and that's why I want to emphasize locally. I don't believe people should be concerned, knowing our police force and Chief Thompson, I'm sure, is on top of that. But just want, you know, if you had any perspectives or intel
I
on
have
that.
Not heard anything that indicates we should be looking for something scary to be happening.
Terrific.
However, I will say this. If you go to your polling place and anything feels intimidating, there's someone out in the parking lot yelling at you,
call
you know, anything like that, tell the chief inspector immediately, because they have the power to remove anyone from the polling place. They can't remove people from standing on a sidewalk. That's a public place.
Yeah.
But they could, if it was really bad, they could call the police and say, folks are nervous about coming into our polling place because of the people outside.
Yeah,
I am going to hope that that would never happen.
I learned about a situation in 2020 at one of the polling places where there were some hagglers that were too close, and the police had them removed.
Yeah. Oh, and that brings that's another good point about closeness. It is people can put yard signs. You know, obviously there are people who live next door to polling places and have yard signs. You cannot put yard signs or any kind of
Thank
signs
you.
Within 100 feet of the door of the polling
place. Or in any public places. I removed 3 signs yesterday from a candidate that shall remain nameless, but very low integrity. They know the rules and they should not be doing that.
Agreed.
So, and in the time we have left, just want to remind people, Raise the Bar tonight at 6. Kristen, any final thoughts before we...
April 5th, Tuesday is the election. Polls open at 7 a.m. They close at 8 p.m. As long as you are in line by 8 p.m., you can vote.
Thanks for emphasizing that, too. Hey, thanks for joining us today, this week in Waukesha. Forestry Supervisor Mike Talaska is our guest next week to talk about trees. And have a fun time watching the Final Four and hoping to see it raise the bar. Good. Have a great week. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility.
Peace out. Some say it's just a part of it. We got